Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good morrow, whatever time of day this might be. My name is Jordan McCaig. This is my first ever podcast. Thank you very much for downloading it. I don't know why you did, but we'll find out soon. What's inspired me to do this? I don't know. Maybe it's because sometimes I can be socially awkward. Or bad at public speaking. That maybe I think this might be a wee kind of a wee gateway to help that. So I'm just gonna sit here and say what's on my mind. If you think it's interesting, keep on listening. If you don't, then you don't have to. So anyway, let's get the ball rolling here. Literally, I'm sitting at a pool table here, so I'm just gonna roll a ball. Ready? Oh yeah. The ball is rolling. Anyway, like I say, my name's Jordan. I'm 30 something years old. I've started to get really fucking long eyebrows, which I found out the last time I went to get my head shaved at the barber's. I tend to shave my head myself most of the time, but every now and again I like to give myself a wee treat and I'll go and get somebody else to do it for me. Now, you can always ask your better half to do it for you, but their heart's not in it, right? They're not getting paid. They'd rather be, I don't know, moaning at you or something. So, nah, they're not all that bad. Mine certainly isn't. I make her out to be really bad sometimes, but she's a very good person, so bear that in mind. My wife is a lovely woman, but I will talk badly about her now and again just for comic effect and because it helps me retain my sanity. So, I goes for this haircut, right? So I walk in, I've got maybe a quarter of an inch of hair on my head. So you know the hairdresser or barber, whatever she is. What was it? You go into a barber and it's a woman. Is she a hairdresser? Or is she a barber? Or is that me being sexist? Please let me know in the comments. I'm probably being sexist. But anyway, she looks at me like I shouldn't be there. She's like, "Can I help you?" Like I'm fucking trying to find out the bus timetable or something. I'm like, "Aye, I'm. Can you shave my head for me?" She's like, "Oh, aye, no problem, no problem. So just take a seat, son." So I take my seat after hanging my jacket up, of course, just outside, just next to the door where it can easily be stolen, which is always nice. See that? See here, my throat clogging up there a wee bit. I'm getting a wee bit nervous, even sitting talking myself. That's bad, eh? So, I sit down, she shaves my head, and it's great. Oh, so nice having somebody else do it. And then she says this thing to me. She says this thing, and it's stuck with me. It goes something like this. Well, it goes exactly like this, actually. She said, "Do you want me to do your eyebrows?" I thought, fuck. That's it. I've crossed the line. I'm now getting old. I need to get my eyebrows shaved. And the closer I looked at myself, I'm like, fuck. I've got hair in my fucking ears. I'm 30 odd. I'm not telling you. 30 odd year old. And I've got hair coming out my ears. I mean, for what? What are they for? What are they actually for? It doesn't help me hear better, does it? So, anyway. Moving on. So I'm a 30-something, I've got a wife and a kid. Got one little boy. Then I know of, oh no, you fucking hate those people. I hate those people. "All right, man, my name is Davey." "Oh, how you doing, Davey? My name's Jordan, nice to meet you." Blah, 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 yakety schmack. "So you got any kids, Davey?" Yeah, one that I know of, eh? Not gonna be fond of spending time in your company, buddy. I hope to find you outside underneath a taxi at some point, right? So, there you go. I don't really think that. I would never really. I'd never wish harm on somebody. Unless they are my family. My family is the most important thing. Well, it's everybody's most important thing, so. I'm just going to stop. I'll try and stop slaving piss here, right? You might be listening to this at work or in the car or whatever. You could be listening to it to avoid listening to whoever's pecking at your head for the next 15 minutes or so, or 30 minutes, or 45, or however long this goes on for. We never know. I have nothing written down, I don't have any plans of what I'm going to talk about, so it could literally be from now until, I don't know, 5:30, whatever time you're looking at the now, or it could be from now until tomorrow, so be prepared. Although I'm assuming you've got some kind of guide as to how long it's going to last based on the length of the download. That's always a handy thing to go by. In fact, I actually use that guide a lot. Like when I'm going to download something, when I'm going to download a podcast that I'm going to listen to at work, what I do is I'll say, right, I've got a 12-hour shift. I do continental shifts, so I do 4 days on, 4 days off. So it's 4 12-hour shifts, and then four not doing 12-hour shifts, which is the best. So I look at it and go, right, I'm just about to leave for work, so I need to download whatever I'm going to listen to throughout my shift. I'm not going to tell you who I listen to mostly, but it rhymes with Schmo Schmogen. One reason is, I do think he's quite funny. He's got really good guests. And his shows are long. So what happens is I get through one show, and then by the time I look at the clock, it's like, holy shit, I've only got fucking 8.5 hours to go. I'm only listening to one show. That's great. But going back to his guests, his guests are amazing. Hopefully, one day if this takes off, maybe I'm going to say we'll have guests like this at some point. The reason I'm saying that is going to be evident in a second. I have a friend who I met through work, who is, let's say for want of a better term, he's a wee bit, let's just say chatty. Let's say chatty. He'll know what I mean. He'll know what I mean. I've never met somebody who can just keep on talking like this guy. He keeps on talking and he keeps on talking. He never runs out of something to say, which can be really annoying unless you're a podcaster or radio personality or a TV personality. If you can keep on talking and make people listen, then you're doing something right. If you keep on talking and nobody's listening, you're doing something wrong. But he's done a few episodes of his own podcast already. His name's Kevin Wells, by the way. He does a podcast called the Kevin Whatever Podcast. I actually guested on it probably 4 weeks ago now, maybe 5 weeks ago. I guested on it given my experience on sleep paralysis, which is fucking terrifying. It's not the most pleasant experience, but got a good reaction to that, so what he said was, maybe I'll get you back, we'll do something more frequently. And what we've come up with is basically a joint podcast, which is weird because I don't really have my own yet. This is my first one, but you know, I might sneak in and do one every now and again when Kev's not looking. Sorry about that, Kev. So I'm going to try and stop saying, I will stop saying so often. It's just that we're just starting, I'm finding my feet here, so bear with me. So me and Kevin and I, we'll be doing a podcast, hopefully with another one of our friends who's going to take care of the tech side of things. His name is Alex Fraser. Affectionately known as Lex Razor, which to me either sounds like a kid's character from like a fucking Power Rangers type show, or a really struggling porn star. I'm yet to find out. I'm yet to decide what it sounds like. But anyway, me, Kev, Lex, we're going to be doing a video podcast, hopefully live stream, called Three Stages of Laziness. The three stages of laziness are personified in our presence. You look at Kevin's kind of slim. He used to do wrestling. Yeah, wrestling. Yeah, a wee bit of a bugbear between me and Kev because I think wrestling is. I can't think of a better word than fucking stupid. I'm not talking about Olympic wrestling. That's a different thing. That's a real sport. I'm talking about wrestling, as he calls it, wrestling. You know what I'm talking about, Kev? Wrestling. I do get the athletic prowess these guys possess. I mean, these are big guys. These are guys who have trained. These are guys that have lifted a lot of weights and probably taken a lot of supplements. I'm saying supplements. By that, I mean illegal substances to get to the size that they're at and basically pretend to hurt each other. Now, I know that there's probably going to be some wrestling fans out there. They really do hurt each other sometimes. You never hear that about boxing or UFC. The reason for that is because those are sports. What wrestling is entertainment. It's like a movie. It's like watching. I just said movie. I swore to Christ, Christ, and I don't even believe in Christ, but I swore to Christ that I would never say the word movie on the podcast, and I just fucking did it. I just did it. Did you hear it? Did you fucking hear it? Did you fucking hear it? I just said movie. It's a film. I'm from Scotland. A movie is a film. It was shot on film. It is a film. Movies. And a picture does some moving. That must be a movie. Movie. Yeah, it's a fucking film. So, essentially, what wrestling is, or WWE wrestling, or the last time I really looked at it was still called WWF. WWF for Freddy. That was a long time ago. And do you know why? Because I'm in my 30s and most people stop watching it after they stop being children. They stop being children and they stop watching men pretending they are each other because it's not fun anymore. Just rewind that. WWF. I have absolutely every respect for everybody who watches WWF. E. WWE. Sometimes they're nice people, like Kev. Other times they need their head examined. It's not a sport. It's not something that anybody should pay ridiculous amounts of money for. The amount of money people spend on going to watch wrestling. I used to work with a guy who. He paid him and his wife. They went to Florida for a holiday, and without telling his wife about it, he booked flights from Florida to Las Vegas to watch WrestleMania when she had no idea about it. Now, I have to have a certain level of respect for that because. That's a braver man than I. It cost him like an extra $2,000 on top of what he'd already paid for his holiday to Florida, which from Scotland, by the way, isn't a particularly cheap holiday. He spent all that extra money to travel from Florida to Las Vegas for a couple of days and then flies back from Las Vegas to Florida again to make sure he can get home to get back to his work on time. I did rip the piss out of him for it. I did. There's no denying that. I tore him a new one, basically. But he did it, and fair play to the guy. He followed it through. Speaking of follow-throughs, wrestling. Yeah, not my thing. It is Kev's thing. That will become apparent probably at some point during the podcast. That we're going to do together. So look forward to that. Do I have anything else to talk about right now? I've had a strange experience over the last couple of days. My wife and I and my son and my dog have got a Labrador. His name is Buster. He's about 8 years old-ish. We recently moved house, moved home, moved properties, and yeah, it's a bit strange. It's a really nice house. We upgraded. We went from a 3-bed semi-detached, or I think Americans call it a duplex, when you're attached to one other house. Is that right? If not, again, tell me in the comments. In two comments. To a 4-bedroom detached house, or it's a standalone, so it's on its own. And my kid loves it. There's plenty of room to run around, blah blah blah. My dog, he seems to be really weird here. He's like, he shits funny. He really shits funny. We moved into this house. He was like, "Oh, this is great. This is great. Hang on, my shits are funny." But anyway, due to work commitments and stuff, we have my in-laws who are amazing people. Amazing people. They're looking after my dog and my son. I had to think about the word son. It's maybe getting a bit late. My dog and my son. They're looking after my dog and my son for the next couple of days because of work commitments and stuff like that. But it's actually really sad. It's a really sad. Ah, fucking bit my tongue. I bit my fucking tongue. Nobody likes biting their tongue. Anyway, I feel really sad. My kid's not here. Me and my wife, we bought this nice big house, and it's just me and my wife that's in it now. And as much as I love my wife, I do like having other people here too, and it's just a wee bit lonely. So this might be one of the reasons I've decided to do this tonight, because I feel like I'm needing somebody to talk to. So thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you on the what we like to call, this is the name for the new podcast with Kevin Wells and Alex Fraser, the three stages of laziness. The reason we call it that is it will become apparent when you see us. Like I said, Kev, nice and slim. There's me, who is I'm on the borderline. I'm kind of at the stage where I've put on so much weight that I think, right, it's either now time to lose weight or just put on so much more weight that nobody sees when I put on even more than that. Do you know what I mean? Like, when somebody who weighs, like, 30 stone or £400 for American audiences, 30 stone or £400, for somebody who weighs that much, if they put on another stone or £14, nobody's going to notice it. But when you weigh 12 stone and put on another stone or put on another £14, people fucking notice it. So what I'm thinking is that if I just put on so much more weight that people don't notice it anymore, then people will stop being worried. Anyway, that's a different thing altogether. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you tune in to the Kevin Whatever podcast, and please do tune in to the three stages of laziness with myself, Kevin Wells, and Alex Fraser. And I don't know when it's coming out, because Alex Fraser seems to be bitching out a little bit. He always has other things to do, even though he has no family commitments. But that's something we'll discuss with Alex. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.